Blog Talk Radio.
New music. Are you able to hear me? If you go to Blog Talk Radio, welcome. This is Frodo the Centrist. Today we're going to be talking about your digestive system. It is a healthy Monday, health and wellness Monday. With my co-host, Lady D, we had some kind of a difficulty, some technical difficulty earlier, but now we are going to find out if we're going to have this another technical difficulties. Yeah, we can hear you. I can hear myself. Thank you for putting that in my ear. All right. What do you call that thing? Anyway, Healthy Monday. We're going to have Aubrey Luke. We're going to have her on in a little bit, waiting for her to call in. But if you are if you want to call in, it's 515-602-9775. That is the phone number that you are going to call if you want to be, if you want to chime in, if you want to talk to us, if you want to discuss about, you know, about your digestive enzyme or your digestive system. But, so I think she's on the other line now. Aubrey, can you hear me?
Yes. I can. Hello.
Oh, wow.
Hello,
I do not know what happened on the other side there. Wow.
Technology, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't live it. Can't live with it. Can't live without it.
Yeah. Just like, you know, in the man's world, just like how women's are.
Right. That's funny.
We can't live without one another, you know?
Yeah, but that's right.
But anyway, it is Healthy Monday, and today we are going to discuss about the digestive system. And with my co-host, Lady D, what do you have in mind?
Oh, you know, the gut plays a key role in a lot of things that happen in our health. Like, mm-hmm. we have a bad gut or bad digestive system,
right.
We can have all kinds of ailments. And I'm looking forward to Aubrey talking to us more about that, because I know we've talked about that before. So do you have any questions for Aubrey, or would you like her to go ahead?
No, we want to discuss about the thing about the digestive enzyme, you know, the supplements, and also the things that we eat, you know, kind of we have ability to digest food, you know, God given ability that we have, you know, but we're going to be talking about more into what type of supplements that would help us when our digestive system fails us. You know, we want to learn, or we want to tell you guys, whoever's listening, to, you know, there's options out there that you can get your digestive system back. Is that something that you agree, Aubrey, when it comes to the digestive system, that, you know, we are born with digestive ability? Of course we do.
Absolutely. You know, and it all starts in our gut, believe it or not. And,
yeah.
You know, I know in Chinese medicine, I believe it's like 70% of our, you know, our immune system is in our gut. So this is where,
yeah,
we really want to start. And when it comes,
right,
to health and wellness. So when it comes to, you know, digestive enzymes and probiotics,
mm-hmm,
and aloe and, you know, all of those are essential for us. And as we,
right,
age, our body stops producing, you know, those enzymes,
exactly,
as well. So,
oh, so we naturally have enzymes?
Yeah. That was,
yeah.
So how do you know, the first question would be, how do you know, I mean, if you have a poor digestion? Let's start with that. How would I know?
Well, how do you know? Well, obviously, if you're popping Tums, you know, if you have some acid reflux.
Acid reflux, that's good.
yeah, or taking the purple pill, Prilosec, or obviously if you're not having a bowel movement,
yeah,
you know, 2 to 3 times a day. I mean, if you haven't gone, yeah,
yeah,
so many times you eat, right? You're supposed
right.
to. So, you know, a bloating, food sensitivities, maybe some allergies could also be linked to gut health as well.
Yeah.
And again, we have no offenses in our system, right? So,
right.
These are some signs that something is not right when it comes to our digestion as well. Something might be off here.
That's good to know, because I know that I've heard that before, but a lot of our listeners may not have heard that before about like poor bowel movement. Like if you eat 3 times a day, you should be going to the bathroom 3 times a day, at least, right?
Right. I mean,
yeah,
if you could get 1 time a day, that's fantastic. 2 times a day, that's even better. I mean, it's, you know, it depends on what's normal for you, right? But it's not normal to skip a bowel movement for that day or 2 days or 3 days. I even know people for even a week, even for our children as well. That's not normal. So
yeah,
sometimes by the foods, right? The foods that we eat, the stress that we have, our environment, our circumstances, like those can all interfere with, you know, our digestion, you know.
Wow. Yeah, it's
yeah,
like that's really good point that you made there. Now, like if you're having trouble doing like bowel movement, like you keep skipping a day, or sometimes people don't go for 3 days and then they're like, should I be worried or not worried? Like if they
yeah,
wanted to do something and they like say they have an insurance, like in some areas it takes like two months to get an appointment, what
mm-hmm.
would you suggest?
Absolutely. Well, depending on the severity, you know, obviously we do have a product called the aloe pill, and that's like if like things are really not moving, I would do the aloe pill. It has all the benefits of regular, you know, or the one that we drink. But the aloe pill is going to get things moving right away. So obviously
okay,
it all starts, I would like to get everyone, you know, I told everyone to get on a good probiotic. We have them for infants as well as children, you know, chewables, as well
mm-hmm.
as adults. And what's very unique about these probiotics is that they don't need to be refrigerated. So
mm-hmm.
it's called BioTrek Live Back technology. So as soon as it hits your gut, it gets released. So you don't have to refrigerate them, which is phenomenal. But a good probiotic is where we want to start. Obviously,
right,
aloe juice, again, I'll come back to aloe juice. We call it a pharmacy in a bottle, right? Because it's antibacterial, uh-huh, antifungal, and antiviral, which is
wow,
huge right now. So that we're selling aloe is really huge right now. So aloe is going to get things moving, even for children. I had my infants, you know, they were on it when my son had actually GERD as an infant.
Okay.
And that helped him overcome it. And then eventually he got off the prescription meds. But
that's
you don't really want an infant on prescription meds at that time. But that really
mm-hmm.
helped as well. So anyone who's got, you know, really hard time going to the bathroom, going too much, or having some reflux as well. These are all things
wow,
that can be regulated. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So those people out there listening that do, you know, in prescriptions, taking that digestive, you know, they have problem with your digestive system, you know, listen up. I mean, there's you don't want to be on them for a very long time, you know. It's because of they do more harm than good, right?
Yeah.
Right, Aubrey?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
I mean, how many people, I have a friend who has a bottle of Tums in each of her room.
Wow.
So, I mean, the thing is with Tums or Prilosec, obviously it's covering it up. Okay, so what does the stomach acid do? It helps break down the food so that it can go down through the intestines for the nutrients to be absorbed and then to eliminate. Well, when we take a Tums or we take an antacid, or Prilosec, what it's doing is taking the acid and it's shutting the faucet off. So what's happening, we're shutting off the faucet, but then all of our food is sitting in our gut undigested, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then it's sitting there. It's not going anywhere. And then what do? We'll take even more Tums because it's not working. And then we'll have more stuff sitting there in our digestive tract. So it's causing a bigger problem than resolving the issue at bay.
Right.
So
if someone's going to like tackle that naturally, the suggested would be probably the aloe juice, right?
Yes. Now, it is phenomenal.
How much would you suggest taking?
I love it.
Me too. I know. Like, I used to take that when I used to have, like, a lot of indigestion, and it helped, especially if you're pregnant.
Yeah.
You get, like, the baby gets higher when you get further along. And
so,
yeah, digestive enzymes are good for that.
Okay. So, that the people that would need this would be if they have chronic pancreatitis. Yeah, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatic cyst, or benign tumors.
Can you take that if you have a pancreatic cyst?
Wow.
You need to digest an enzyme.
I don't know.
Obviously,
my dad had one.
Clear everything by your health practitioner first, right?
Right.
So always that. This is here to support our whole system, our whole immune system and all that. So everyone's based on an individual basis, but it could help assist with your digestion. You know, ask your health practitioner if there's anything in here that could harm you, but most likely there isn't, you know.
Right, which makes sense because, naturally your body has a digestive enzymes. And I was just reminded of that we should put a disclaimer in here in case anybody doesn't know.
Yeah.
Talk to your doctor if you want before trying supplements or any kind of exercise. If you have an emergency in America, call 911. And, but if you're the type that your doctor takes two weeks or 2 months to make an appointment for you, definitely you can look into this things that we are discussing yourself. You can go to Shapaly.com. That's Shopaly.com. Now on that website, Sadie, you type in the search bar digestive enzymes or even aloe juice. With the exclusive brand products, you will find scientific data on certain things and you'll have frequently asked questions. So we'll leave it up to the listeners if you want to talk to your doctor or not. Totally up to you. So we want to put that disclaimer in there just in case people don't know.
Right. So you need, clearly, you need digestive enzymes. If you feel like, you're bloated, you have excessive
mm-hmm.
gas. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people that with excessive gas.
Yeah.
Cramping, after meals, a big afternoon,
mm-hmm.
if you have frequent diarrhea, that's, you might need help or any extra digestive enzyme in you if you have frequent diarrhea.
I think I might need, I'm going to be trying some of the digestive enzymes because my stomach is like a balloon. The more the time goes on in the day, it gets bigger. And then in the morning, it's small.
Really? And also, if you have a yellow, greasy stool that floats. Oh, wow. That's a greasy stool that floats.
That's not good.
Yeah, that's not good. You might need the digestive enzymes. A really foul-smelling stool, that would sting up the whole house and the whole hotel. I think he's doing that. If you're noticing weight loss, even if you're eating well, so you might need a digestive enzyme. Keep an eye on those. So that's what I have to say about that.
Yeah, I'm glad we're talking about this. Now, Aubrey, have you heard of leaky gut syndrome? I've heard a lot of commercials in the old days about that.
Yeah, so what happens is by the foods we eat and, even by, let's say, fast food or the hydrated oils or whatever have you, like in French fries, over time, it causes lesions in our intestines. And obviously, like, the stuff that's in our gut leaks out into our whole system because there's no fences in our body, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's all connected. And obviously, a product that we talked about, you know, the aloe juice would help naturally heal it because aloe, when we have a sunburn, we put it on our outside of our skin. But when we digest, it naturally heals the lining in the inside, you know, cells so that it can soothe it. And it's also very alkaline as well.
Okay.
As you know, alkaline is creating an environment where disease cannot prevail. And it also helps, like, soothe every, if there's, like, any inflammation or any pain in there, it also helps soothe everything as well.
Right.
So also
yeah.
changing our diet, you know, and you can't just eat fast food all day and take aloe and digestive enzymes. I mean, it will be easier.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
it does help to have a good plant-based diet or, you know, alkaline.
Exactly.
Okay, is potatoes in the french fries a plant?
French fries.
No.
So when you lack of digestive enzymes, that's what it said, can lead to a poor digestion. We have, you know, talked about that. And malnutrition, you know, starting in your guts. They said it's called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. It was called EPI, what the doctors call it.
Mm.
You know, that's what happens. Digestive enzymes is you're going to need a replacement to do those. Some, you know, they go to, what do you call it? Natural source of enzyme. They said it was bananas, avocados, and all that. And there's certain foods that contain digestive enzyme, but then again, you know, it might not be enough because, I mean, where are you going to get, like, avocados? I mean, how much are the avocados right now? They're very expensive.
Oh, yeah, they are.
You know, very expensive. Mangoes, I mean, where are you going to get mangoes here in the middle of, in the Midwest, you know? Papaya,
yeah.
pineapple. I mean, those are the things that, so you need some kind of, supplements, you know, that would give you, and what is best than isotonic, you know, digestive enzymes.
Right.
You know, that's it. And how much is the bottle on digestive enzymes?
I don't know. Let's find out.
She's going to look it up and how much that is, and then we'll see how much it's going to cost you if you want to buy papayas. I mean, who are you going to buy papayas?
Oh, yeah, that's actually a good point that you said that, Fernando, because, you know, sometimes people, they'll see the price, right? They'll be like, oh, that's like $40. So if you want to get like a bottle, it's $35.50. Or you
and
can
that's
get
what
the,
is that, a month supply?
What was that, Fernando?
How long is it going to take you to...
Let's see. There's like on Shapali.com, you can see the ingredients and everything like that. That will be 90 servings. So about a little more than $10 a month.
That is, I'll take that. So how much for a pound of avocados?
They're like at least a dollar each, not even a pound. They're like,
and it's not
going to,
and it won't last long. It won't last in your fridge.
Right.
You know,
so you're
going
to be spending like a minimum $90
anything in that,
you know, compared to this digestive enzyme. Now we also have a travel packet, which comes with, it's $24.95. And and it comes with how many? It comes with,
20.
Yep, 20 packs, and you actually use half of the pack for one serving, so it comes with 40 servings for $24.95. So, I mean, like, when you made a really good point there, Fernando, because it's nice to eat, like, healthy, like what Aubrey was saying about, like, you can't just count, like, potatoes that are fried at McDonald's or something as, you know, your vegetable for the day. So it's good to eat healthy if you can, but I mean, if you're trying to cut down the cost, it only makes sense to use supplements that's a good quality supplement. So
right.
that because you can spend hundreds of dollars, you know, a month just trying to get the nutrition that you can find in a capful of the digestive enzymes or, you know, the OPC3, et cetera, you know.
And once again, if you're experiencing frequent or, you know, persistent digestive problems, that's the signs of the what they call EPI, see your doctor right away as soon as possible.
Yeah, but the thing is that, like, you can, of course, see your doctor.
If you have massive diarrhea, see your doctor. If you...
I don't know. Like, it all depends on the person.
I'm just saying that.
What I'm saying is, like, you can see your doctor. But
right.
The thing is, if you go there, first of all, when you go to Shapali.com, right,
uh-huh.
you can see the label. And you can
right.
say to your doctor, can anything in here harm me?
Right.
Right? Don't say, can I take this? Because they'll be like, oh, well, let me write you a prescription for a medicine. What about if you want to tackle that a healthy way?
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, you can go to the doctor if you have diarrhea. What if you have malaria or something?
Right. So,
you know?
Aubrey, so the digestive enzyme, would you recommend that to someone that just starting out being healthy? Let's say, you know, they have not taken anything for many, many years, would you recommend a digestive
yeah,
enzyme?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's you know, it's best taken with the food because it helps break it down. So as we age, our body stops, you know, making the enzyme.
Right.
So remember, like, you're like, oh, when I was a kid, I was able to eat this, so I could drink so many
yeah.
beers. And now you can't. That's
uh-huh.
why we really need our digestive enzyme. Now my kids really love it. If they eat too much candy, instead of drinking soda pop, you know, they'll put one of those whole to-go packets in a whole water bottle, and they'll shake it up, and they'll drink that.
Wow.
Now, they know, yeah, what, Thanksgiving's right around the corner, so this is a perfect time to stock up on your digestive enzymes.
Yes.
I always bring with me to the restaurant, right? And guess what? Everyone else is, like, feeling bloated, gassy, and I feel...
Mm-hmm.
Like a lean, mean, you know, enzyme machine.
I mean,
because,
when I was growing up in the Philippines, you know, we had, I mean, pineapples and papayas and mangoes
yeah.
and all those tropical fruit. I heard they are very good and good source of enzyme, digestive enzymes, you know. So, but since I moved to the United States here in the Midwest, you know, I'm not able to get the papayas anymore, you know, just maybe in a can or maybe a flavor like.
It doesn't taste the same.
It doesn't taste the same.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they put some kind of, you know, nutrients in there that you need, you know.
Yeah.
When it's, well, why, when
mm-hmm.
it's canned. Yeah.
Right.
Pineapples.
Yeah.
You know,
well, actually, I heard that when they can things, the heat takes some of the nutrients out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Now
that's true.
What's the flavor of the probiotics? Can you describe the flavor to our listeners?
The digestive enzyme?
The digestive enzyme.
You said probiotics.
Yeah, the digestive enzyme. The kids one tastes like fruit punch. But for the digestive enzyme.
It's like a lemon lime flavor. It's very
okay.
delicious. So,
okay.
And my kids are very picky when it comes to enzymes, and it's a phenomenal product. And also, enzymes will also help you have better absorption as well with your supplementation. So if you're already taking, let's say, the Daily Essentials isotonics or any of our isotonics products, the enzymes will also help kind of boost it and make it, you'll even have better results with that as well.
Okay, that's good. That's good to know.
So that would actually work
yeah.
for the people that's suffering from IBS, would it, right? Because this IBS would be like
like calm it down. Yeah.
Like a surprise, yeah. I call them surprise diarrhea because
it's just like, I was going to say, it's all of a sudden diarrhea.
Yeah, all of a sudden diarrhea. Just like,
yeah.
You'd be walking around, you'd be like, oh, there's no bathroom around. And you're like, oh, nope, gotta go. I know someone who's like that.
Yeah. But it's getting better now.
It's getting a lot better.
Yeah, you got to calm it down. You have to get the proper nutrition. Yeah.
Right. So, yeah. So, yeah, the digestive enzymes. So that's your... fix your leaky gut syndrome. Fix everything else with that. Well, not a, you know, like it will help you digest, you know, food better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
absolutely.
Yeah. So take one. Go to Shapali.com, and we have a 90-day supply. 90 days. Is that?
Oh
yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, $35.
It's 90 servings. Yep. Yep. That's not bad. And then you can earn cash back.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you order more than $100 worth of supplement, you get free shipping.
Right. Yeah.
Or it doesn't have to be supplement. We also sell skincare, makeup, jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, car care, auto, like we sell care, lawn care, pool care, toilet drain care,
gut care.
We have all kinds of things.
So if you are suffering from bloating, excessive gas, cramping after meals, you know, excessive diarrhea or surprise diarrhea and all that stuff, you might want the digestive enzyme.
Yeah.
Look into it. Talk to your doctor. You know, like Dawn's saying, that Lady D was saying earlier, that take that printout to your doctor and say, there's anything here that can harm me.
Yeah. Or even just show them on the phone. You know?
And why is that? Why is that form of question, Aubrey?
Because it's looking at the ingredients. Like, you know, your doctor would know, like, what your conditions are, you know, what medication you're on, and is there anything in here that would harm you? So I think that's the best question to ask.
Right.
When I was pregnant, I would take the ingredients, the label, and I said, is there anything in here that would harm me? And most likely they would say, you know, no. So, I mean, obviously based on your condition or what's going on, but they can see the whole scope of everything. But
right, exactly. Rather than saying, can I take this? Yes or no.
Because then they don't look at the battle. They'll just tell you, some doctors, that you don't need that. Just eat healthy.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's expensive to eat healthy. I don't know how many people realize it's expensive to eat healthy. I mean, we have like a family of seven, and if we will buy all the stuff for everybody, it's going to be like $1,000 a month for all that, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe for one person, but it's still, even just for one person, it can be expensive to eat healthy. That's why a lot of people are overweight in America, because they choose to, you know, get the junk food because it's cheaper than the healthy stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
True. So yeah.
So what kind of ailments can be caused from like a poor digestion?
A lot of them.
Well, I know we went through like, you know, IBS, and we went through like, you know, heartburn. Like, can it cause like mental issues, or can it cause arthritis?
You get like, was it like mood swing, right? If you're not it can alter your mood. If you're not digesting it, don't you imagine?
You get really crabby. Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be real crabby.
If you're not pooping.
Man, I haven't taken a dump for 2 days. I would be crabby.
You'd be really crabby.
Yeah, like the toxins are building up.
Yeah, the toxins and all that. Yeah. So, they say the honey, actually, honey is especially the raw one, the raw. They have ingredients to help you digest. But not everyone can take honey, though, right?
Babies can't. I don't know. It's rare for people to be allergic to honey. I'm not saying nobody is.
Right.
But now I want to go back to the mood. Like, it can make people crabby, but it's because you're not getting rid of the toxins. Is that what it is, Aubrey, based on your experience and, you know?
Yeah, it's part of that. It's also there is a gut-brain connection as well. So it could cause foggy brain. Sometimes if people are having trouble remembering things, or if they have a foggy brain, or they don't have that mental clarity, I'd start in the gut, you know, first to see if that will clear it up. Obviously, too, it's like they say the best you should feel is like after you go to the bathroom, after you go number two, because you feel so much better, right? You got rid of all those toxins.
Yeah.
It's just like it's not supposed to be building up. So there is a lot of research now in regards to the brain-gut connection. That's why children who have neurological disorders or autism, like, first, where they have more toxins that build up naturally due to those autoimmune, you know, diseases, whatever have you, or neurological challenges. And so we want to start in the gut. If our gut is clean, if we're eating a clean diet, we're taking our supplements, you know, the probiotics, the digestive enzymes, and the aloe juice, you know, it's helped cleaning everything up. Also, fiber. The other thing, too, is that in our American diet, we're not getting enough fiber. And two other products that hit that will help improve digestion as well, elimination, is also we have an advanced fiber powder through NutriClean. It's one of our products. And then we also have, obviously, the TLS shakes. Has high fiber, high protein, and that is going to help get things moving as well.
that is
right.
That is,
and we all
I've experienced that actually with the TLS shake. It's not a laxative because, you know, when I take the TLS shake, I notice I'm going to the bathroom a lot more, but I have energy clearer. And like, even if it's like I take it like around, because I try to drink it once or twice a day. And when I mean, it makes me feel good. Like, even though I go to bathroom more regularly now, you know, I really like the TLS shake because of that.
Me
I mean,
too.
Nutrition, it doesn't drain you like, you know, a laxative would make you feel drained of energy. It actually gives energy. And like, you feel like after you go to bathroom, you feel boosted even.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And also they say the microbes in the gut affects the inflammation. So like you said, Aubrey, there's a gut-brain connection, all connected through the immune system, you know? So, yeah.
That's correct.
That's why sometimes when you get like, you know, they said a butterfly in your stomach, it's because your brain's connected to your gut. Right. And that's what I think that would, like years ago, I think I've seen some of the, you know, like Fight the Hunger around the world or something like that, you know, that you can give those third countries, you know, kids in the third countries books and stuff. But if they're hungry, they're not going to be able to, you know, if they're lack of nutrition, they're not going to be able to like absorb the whatever the books contains and trying to teach them. So,
right.
So gut and brain connection, that makes sense.
Like a malnutrition where they look like they're big, malnourished. And then sometimes parents just even like bake clay for them to feel like full, but it's not giving them the nutrition, you know? And and that's like the immune system. What Aubrey said earlier is that 70% of the immune system is in the gut. So, I mean, I know we talked about it on our show before, but for those that may not have tuned in or missed out on it, the immune system can cause, like if you have a malfunction in it, you know, inflammation in the immune system, it can trigger all kinds of things like asthma, rheumatoid arthritis, allergies. And if you want to name a few more, Aubrey, go ahead. Like, you know what, you know, I know those are the three main things that it can cause. You can get sick more. You know?
Yeah, let's talk about that. So another thing that comes to mind as well, we have another product called the NutriClean 7-Day Cleanse, and it's gentle but yet effective. And just like you said, with the asthma, the allergies, maybe smoking, even if we're eating right and we're exercising right, sometimes we're not going to lose the weight because we have to clean out. Like, if we change our oil in our car 3 to 4 times a year, how many times do we change our oil, right?
Right.
So this is really good to do at least 2 times a year. If you have a severe health challenge, then we recommend to do it 3 to 4 times a year, like once a quarter. Because like you said, you'll find, like I always tell people to do it during allergy season. You'll notice, too, that you will get, not only will it jumpstart a weight loss program, but it will also help you bring down the histamine in your bloodstream when it comes to allergy season so that the OPC will work better. Everything will get absorbed better. But if we don't clean out our gut, it's like we wonder why Americans have the highest rate of colon cancer is because we're not taking care of it.
Yeah,
and this is one way that we can nourish our gut, our gallbladder, if we still have one. That's another issue. our kidneys, all of those organs. So this is like kind of a reset to help nourish our whole body and give it a break, you know, because it works so hard all day long, you know?
Yeah.
Like with the, what I like about the 7-day cleanse, it's different than a laxative, because like this one actually like has a hepato cleanse, and the hepato cleanse cleans your liver too.
This for the digestive enzyme hepato cleanse?
No, the
7-day cleanse.
The 7-day.
Yeah,
7-day colon cleanse.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, like a lot of times, people, they just go to the doctor when they're sick, or they just trust whatever the doctor says without taking care of their body, you know. So if the doctor didn't say do a colon cleanse, and now they have colon cancer, and then, you know, is it too late? Or it's just like, why not try it? You know, like, I know President Trump, he passed that right to try. I mean, why not? You know?
True.
I mean, even if you don't want to do the colon cleanse, you could at least do the LO to try to heal yourself, you know?
And also the poor, they're saying a poor gut unhealthy gut can lead to stress, or even the chronic stress. You know, that is one major contributing factor to the what they call multiple gastrointestinal disorders. And that can lead into what they call a leaky gut, that you, like you mentioned earlier, you know, start doing that. And that's kind of, you know, it's kind of a little too late now if you, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there that can harm your gut. I mean, it's not just like alcohol or anything like that. But I'm talking about like, you know, heavy drinker like every day and.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, you shouldn't abuse your body and stuff like that, but there's always worth a try. You know, the LOL might be able to help with that, but don't abuse your body to the point where you're like, oh, well, I can always heal it with LO, because that might not work.
Well, it's not just alcohol. I mean, excessive sugar intake, those are, you know, nutritional deficiencies. You know, if you're like just eating junk food.
Yes. I know someone that eats a lot of junk food and they have a lot of problems.
Right.
I mean, that can cause like overweight, and then now like it's, I mean, there's one thing about being overweight and active, and then there's another thing about like that you just eat whatever you want and you're not taking care of at least trying to do something, you know, because you're just going to get worse.
Right.
I mean, the older you get, it's harder to digest things. Go ahead, Aubrey.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's some people that I call them skinny fat. So there's people who look thick, skinny, they eat whatever, but really inside they're fat. So because due to like the arteries, or I was thinking about this the other day, I thought it's two people who passed away and they look on the outside, they look perfect, you know, but if they're not eating the right diet or the movement or the right nutrition and supplements, I mean, it doesn't matter if you're not taking care of your arteries, of your heart, your cardiovascular system, your gut. It is going to catch up. There will be lesions, you know. That's just how it goes, you know.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right. You shouldn't abuse your body. You should take care of it. So people, go to Shapali.com and get some of these products. You know, I mean, we're here to help people to get knowledge and, you know, to get better. We want people to be able to live healthy, and especially like a lot of people, they're sitting around maybe baking cookies during this COVID and eating lots of cookies. You know, you gotta take care of your health.
So once again, I mean, the digestive enzymes are really, really good for your body, and it's really essential nutrition and overall good health, you know. Say they help your body to absorb nutrients from the foods that you eat.
Right.
Now let's talk about the food that you eat. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes they're not, I mean, I don't know if it's most of them, but there's some food out there like fruit and vegetables that has, you know, pesticides and GMO and all that. So it's not like, not all food are created equal.
True.
You know, I'm eating vegetables. Oh yeah. That's where's that come from? You know, just like, I've heard that, you know, our soil is not actually, you know, up to par or good or better or same as just what we have now.
Right. Yeah, it's like the nutrients in the soil.
A lot of vegetable fruit and vegetables out there has been, you know, raised in a farm that where they use, you know, GMO or pesticides or anything like that to like to speed up the process of growing the crops, and
right.
which can harm the nutrients and vital nutrients in the plants.
Yeah, so you think you're eating healthy, but
you think
then,
you're eating, but you're not.
You're not.
You know, just like how people are taking pills and tablets, like those, you know, like multivitamins tablets.
Mm-hmm.
They think they're absorbing them, but they're not.
Right.
You know, they're only benefiting, like, if they're lucky, 30%
yeah.
of the what it says in a bottle. You know, so you really need a really high potency when it comes to the vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
The isotonics that we have is just like I told you earlier or a couple of weeks ago, I think. It's just like, you know, it's like when the people go into like the GNC. I thought I heard some. Like GNC, what do you know? They get like a tablet, multivitamin tablets, and we have an isotonic in a multivitamins. You know, in comparison, it's just like you compare like a Lamborghini to a the Ford Fiesta. You know, what I mean? The isotonic can give you deliver up to 95% of that thing. You know,
yeah.
So same thing with I'm like explaining that to, you know, protect your gut, your leaky gut, but it's your digestive system. Protect
yeah.
that. That's because it's connected to everything, to your brain, to your nervous system, to your the whole, you know, immunity. You
yeah.
know?
Or like it's like comparable from a bicycle to a Lamborghini because you get to the place, you know, with both, but one is going to take you a lot longer.
It's taking you a lot longer. And, you know, it's about, you know, quality.
Yeah, that's right. Quality.
Quality. Because you can buy any of that stuff on like even like Dollar Tree. I've seen them like they have their vitamin C and stuff. It was
wow.
like a hard pill. It's like little rocks. Like those.
Oh, wow. I have a question for Aubrey. Aubrey, let's talk about the older you get, the harder it is to digest, you know, new vitamins, for example, or pills and capsules. I have like two questions. I'll give them to you, and then you can answer like in a roundabout or each. One is like when you're older, like maybe 50 or 60 years old, you can't really like. How does a person absorb like the capsule? And also, we have a prime line. It's called Prime for the older than 40 years old. And some of those have like capsules in there. Is there like something that they should be taking, or does it break down differently, the ones that we carry on Shapali? Can you answer like those? They all deal with the gut, like about absorption.
Yeah, that's a great, yeah, we're talking about the gut. So, yeah, if we got, you know, a capsule or even a tablet, let's say a vitamin C, whatever have you, the most, even if you're like, wow, it's 1,000 milligrams, well, the most you're going to get is like probably 20%, and that's with a high-quality volume, you know, vitamin there. If you're dealing with, like, Centrum, good luck, you know. My husband, you know, as a chiropractor, we used to do x-rays, and we would be able to see Centrum on the film right there, and they just go right through your body. So no wonder why people might be skeptical, right?
Yeah.
But when it comes to isotonics, right, you get 95 to 98 absorption, which is going straight into your bloodstream. So
hold on, Aubrey. We have an Amber Alert. The Amber Alert is for Bridgeview, Illinois, dark blue, 2001, Oldsmobile minivan. The license is, let's see, the license plate is L like Larry 703520. So
all our phone has started going off.
If you see this vehicle, call the cops right away, and if you can safely follow them, because perhaps a child has been kidnapped, that's the Amber Alert. So just want to let people know, I'm afraid a child will be found.
All right. So you heard it here first. Amber Alert in Glenview, Illinois. So
in Bridgeview, Illinois.
In Bridgeview, Illinois.
Dark blue 2001 Oldsmobile minivan.
Okay. So.
All right.
What was we talking about?
Aubrey was talking about in the x-rays, when people take a Centrum, you can see it like going down and straight out without being absorbed. And she said, no wonder why people are, you know, wary about trying other kind of supplements.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, right? So
yeah,
you are what you absorb, you know, and this is like, you're going to see a huge difference by the delivery system. That's really what sets it apart from all the other products out there, is the delivery system, which is phenomenal. And, you know, it's not what you are, what you eat, you are what you absorb, right? So
yeah,
that make a huge difference in your overall health as well.
Right. It's like we have the isotonics, actually. We have a lot of formulas for, we have even a multivitamin for 50 years old and
mm-hmm.
older.
Mm-hmm.
We have something that gives like a joint health in isotonics form.
Right.
We have something that like, you know, for like when you get older, you have certain ailments or certain things. So we have a whole line for that. Now with the Prime, is that easily like the ones that comes in a capsule, Aubrey? Is that absorbable, or is that like the same as Centrum, better than Centrum, or what level would that be on?
What product are you talking about in regards to Prime?
So like full. Let me look it up real quick. I know we have a Prime Vision formula, and then we have a Prime joint formula. The Prime is the Prime Feminine, like the female support formula.
Yes.
Now, is
yes.
that absorbable, or what's the level of that?
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that. So, obviously, you know, when we're dealing with herbals, okay, a lot of herbals cannot be in isotonic form because they would taste horrible, right?
Okay.
So, there is patented technology with our herbals. So when you do digest it, it goes straight into your intestines where the nutrients are absorbed. So it's a very high-end quality product, yeah,
okay.
in regards to, like, the Prime Feminine. So that's the difference between herbals and then the isotonic.
Okay. So it's in a capsule, and then it goes straight to work in the gut or in the intestines compared to, like, a Centrum. A Centrum needs to be broken down. And most of the time, it doesn't go to be broken down.
Right.
Like corn.
That's right. Right. Correct. Yeah.
It's like corn.
So, yeah. So go ahead, Fernando. What other question? Oh, do you have any other question for Aubrey at this time? Because if not, I do.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Ask questions.
So that's good that earlier, in case anybody missed it, you mentioned autism. Now we have products for kids that have autism, and within that product, it actually works with the digestive system. And I was like really surprised about that because I never knew before, you know, reading it on the website, like about the science about how autism works with the digestive system and even the nervous system. Is that correct, Aubrey?
Okay, hang on. What was your question again? I was trying to get it.
So, you know, I was saying like how I learned about like that with the autism, the spectrum that we have a vitamin for the kids. It's called DNA Miracle Plus,
yeah.
right? Now,
yeah.
the nervous system is also related to autism. Is that correct?
You mean the neurological system?
Yes.
Or neurological
yes,
system?
I was trying to tell the
yeah.
difference because I get them confused because they both start with nerve.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, the neurological system. Correct. Yeah.
Now,
so,
go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We have a whole line of products. You know, it's called DNA Miracles. And they do help support children who have any neurological challenges or are on the spectrum as well, because part of that is also making sure that we're nourishing the gut. We have also a DNA Miracles digestive enzyme.
Mm-hmm.
which helps support those children, as well as the DNA multivitamin, the OPC3. We have a whole overall line based on that as well. So that could help support them as well.
Good. That's good to know. So you can find that at shapaly.com. That's shopaly.com.
That's right.
Now, with the multivitamin plus, say that a parent had that one has like specifically tailored for kids that have an autism spectrum. Can, if one kid has autism and another kid does not in the household, can both kids take the same supplement, even though it was designed for kids with autism?
Yeah. See, I mean, even adults could take it too. So it's not going to hurt. It's just, there's just a couple advanced ingredients or how the science comes together when it comes to that line. So it's not going to harm anyone. It's just like a little bit, has like a little bit more oomph in those, in that product line.
Okay. Now,
yes.
Can you talk a little bit more about the DNA Miracles OPC3?
Yes. The DNA Miracles OPC3 is similar to the regular OPC3, just has some added ingredients in it as well.
Okay.
All right. Do you have any other questions, Fernando?
No, I ran out of questions, actually.
You ran out of questions?
But we have about 8 minutes to go for podcast, but I want to thank Aubrey for joining us and they're talking about a healthy Monday. We'll do this every Monday here in Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com. This is Frodo the Centrist and my co-host Lady D. And we're going to have Aubrey Luke be a regular, you know, co-host with us on every Monday.
Yeah.
We'll talk about health and everything that you want to know, from your floating stool we're talking about that digestive enzyme earlier.
Yeah, you have floating stool.
If you have yellow floating stool and greasy,
that
doesn't mean you have. Well, that sounds like that's after I had Taco Bell. you need digestive. A healthy digestive system, and you need a digestive enzyme. I don't care if you're healthy, you know, say, oh, I'm like, you know, I run 5 miles, you know, a day or whatnot. It doesn't mean you have a healthy digestive system. You know, if you feel like you're bloated after you eat, or if you feel like you're nauseated after you eat something, you know, that could be problem with your digestive system. So digestive enzyme is a must.
Yeah, especially if you I want to get your input on this, Aubrey. Like, if you eat red meat and you feel crabby after you eat that, would that, like, digestive enzymes help break up that red meat?
Irritable.
You know what I'm talking about? Mm. What, I said crabby.
Yeah. Red meat. Is one of the hardest things for your body to digest. It stays in your digestive system for a very long time. So, absolutely, I would definitely make sure that you have your digestive enzymes with you if you're a big meat eater as well.
Yeah, especially the Thanksgiving coming up. A lot of this, like the states, especially here in Illinois, you know, they're trying to prevent us from gathering with family, and a lot of families are scared to gather because, you know, they don't want to go to jail. They don't want to get reprimanded or something like that from the government.
Yeah, and then they think they're going to get sick.
It's sad. So, but what I'm saying, I mean, I want some turkey. I want to eat my turkey.
That's good. I like cranberry sauce.
I want to eat my
turkey.
And if you guys are going to have the turkey, please get some digestive enzyme, isotonic digestive enzyme from shapaly.com. That would help you. That would help you calm you down from this irritation of this government intrusions that they're doing. They can't. What is that? What is that? Not 10 people? They said you can't gather Thanksgiving for more than 10 people. You know, what if you bought a turkey for 12 people? Who's gonna eat the two? I guess I'm gonna have to eat for two. Is that what it is? I'm gonna get fat. That's just crazy. You know. But yeah, so yeah, digestive enzyme is a must. And that let's start there, you know?
Yeah.
So any last word, Aubrey, before we part ways?
Just make sure if you're looking to improve your health, let's start with the gut first, kind of like the basement, building a good foundation on your health. Everyone's looking for ways to boost their immune system, especially now. So let's start with the gut, you know, gut first. You know, digestive enzymes should be in every household, aloe juice, probiotics. And then if you're really looking to jumpstart your immune and your gut health, I would also look into the 7-day cleanse and the fiber powder as well as the shake. So these are all things that we can do to help ease our tummy, to have happy tummies, and to also have a strong immune system as well.
Yeah, that is good. That is good info because, you know, I mean, I learned today about 70% of your immune system is in the gut.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's probably, you know, last week's topic was from migraines, about migraines, right? And that's probably like, you know, related to your gut too.
Migraine in your stomach?
Yeah.
It's like a migraine in your stomach. Yeah, that could be a problem because you need digestive enzymes.
Yeah.
Like that's the first thing. The first thing you got to do is have a digestive enzyme.
Oh, because Aubrey, by the way, Aubrey, we have 3.5 more minutes. So we're talking with, like, you know, Aubrey said that the brain and the gut is attached, right? Like, it's connected, right?
Yeah.
Like, so that's probably where they got the thing that, like, they said, well, your head, a migraine comes, it's usually in the head. So when your gut is hurting, there's a migraine in your stomach. I get it now. I mean, it doesn't make sense, like, off the hand, but I guess that's their logic.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, so, you know, once again, you can get those products at shopali.com, shopali.com. And also, if you want to get started on that, you know, free shipping on $100 or more on items. And we have all kinds of items that range from health and nutrition to auto care, lawn care, pool care. If you have a clogged drains in your household, not your body, we have a non-toxic, you know, drain cleaner compared to that liquid plumber that is hazardous. If it burns, it can burn your skin. This one is called, I believe it's SPF 7. It's a SPF.
Yeah.
And so we have all kinds of things available there, and, you know, get healthy. This is a time you want to boost your immune system, especially with not just the COVID, but with the flu season.
Exactly. Especially when we're going through the, you know, the holiday season, there's a lot of, you know, eating and drinking you need to check your gut, check your digestive system.
And a lot of cookie eating.
A lot of cake eating, a lot of rice eating in my family.
That's a dessert I don't want to go to waste eating.
Yeah, so we don't know if, but, you know, be safe out there. Once again, this is Frodo the Centrist. We had Aubrey Luke as our co-host, and Lady D. Lady D knows, she knows digestive system. Like, I know cats. I don't know. So anyway, we're signing up right now, Monday night, 11/16/2020, and we'll catch you guys on the flip side.
Yeah.
Later on.